every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
JT, I just want to give a big shout out to all the veterans. I know they get Veterans Day, it's only one day, but I want to tell you, you deserve a whole bunch of years for taking care of us and keeping us safe in this wonderful country we call the United States of America. And our hats are off for you, because we have millions of Mouthing Off fans around the globe that serve in our beautiful military. And well, our hats off to you. We love you, man.
I'm going to take a stance right now, and I'm going to say that I speak for you, whether you like it or not, and I speak for most of our Mouthing Off fans, because most of our Mouthing Off fans are legit American patriots. And if you're a legitimate American patriot, every day of the year is Veterans Day. This is just the one that shows up on the calendar.
Well, I second that one, because nobody does it better than our military.
No.
That's how come we're the best there is in the business.
Yeah, sorry, if you're listening somewhere other than the United States of America and you're not a member of our armed forces that just happens to be stationed elsewhere and you're offended by that commentary, then you obviously are listening to the wrong show, because we offend here. But no offense.
Yeah, we love our military. That's just the bottom line, brother.
You're pushing me so far to the limit here that I'm about to start singing, "I'm proud to be an American." But anyway, yeah. This is a sports show based in America. And this sports show this week is going to get into Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL, WWE. I'm sure we've got other stuff we'll talk about in the midst of all of that stuff. But I guess we're just going to dedicate this first segment to our military.
When you look at our military and what they've done for this great country of ours, you can't help but be proud of what they do each and every day. And I'm glad they shine those boots and go kick ass with them.
Well, I can bet that all of our veterans that are listening will really enjoy the next segment on Mouthing Off. But we got to go. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Macy's Veterans Day sale is one of your best chances to save big on furniture and mattresses. That's because you'll find great deals on our best sellers, like our exclusive Radley 5-piece sectional, delivered to any room in your home with white glove delivery for $25.98, and so many top brand mattresses at 20 to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off closeouts. So come in, try it all out, and get an incredible deal today at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Melbourne. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, you know what drives me nuts, Jeffrey, is you got all these Major League Baseball stars that are making millions of stinking dollars, and then they sell their soul out for a few thousand dollars. You know, I told you that the Indians should have never got rid of their name Indians and went to the rubber company Guardians, because you got a couple rubber heads you need to slap a condom on it with the Cleveland Guardians.
All right. Well, not the best segue into what I'm going to talk about right now, but it's going to happen. ODark30.com, where tactical meets practical. ODark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And if you're a Guardians fan, you can go grab yourself a pair of ODark 30 boots and kick those two pitchers directly out of Cleveland, where they are headed now, because Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz are no longer going to be pitching in Major League Baseball. And one of those guys is a star. So it's very unfortunate. You know, Eddie, we've been talking about the NBA stuff, and obviously money isn't the motivation here. Do you think it's that these guys are getting in trouble with people they're laying bets with, and then they've got them up against the wall and they're like, hey, you know, you owe me millions of dollars now. If you want to make that go away, start throwing games.
What's really odd is I think FanDuel is the one who turned them in.
Well, I mean, the pot.
Because they saw all these bets that went, you know, on those little gimme bets, you know, yeah, on like betting $13,000 if he throws a ball or a strike. I mean, who's going to put $13,000 on a ball and a strike bet?
Well, I mean, there's high rollers out
unless
there.
Unless you got an inside deal. And this guy had an inside deal, and they roll the dice. So I don't call that rolling the dice if you got an inside deal.
No, you know, as long as there has been gambling, there have been people that have been cheating on gambling. The two things go hand in hand, which is why forever it was outlawed here in the United States. And it really did make a positive difference, outlawing gambling, except for in Las Vegas, where they allowed it. You used to be able to go to Cuba and do it. But the reality of it is, the more and more we become a gambling culture, and listen, I'm not talking about you guys sitting back and playing poker in your living room And, you know, if you have a bookie on the side, that's even dangerous. But at least if you're betting straight to a bookie, you're safer than these million-dollar, billion-dollar, at this point, gambling organizations. I feel I don't want to be sued by DraftKings or FanDuel.
No, we're fixing to get a bunch of money from them. Don't talk about them. You know, just, we're fixing to get a whole bunch of money.
Well, they can. Hey, Eddie, I'd have a hard time taking a check from them. Because of the fact.
No, I won't. Don't worry about it. I handle it. Yeah. I'll have the check made out to Eddie Mansfield. Don't worry. Eddie Mansfield does not have trouble getting a check from FanDuel.
That's funny.
I kind of like it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Meg. All money is green. But the reality of it is that you're gambling with computers and there are algorithms. And I watched it with my own two eyes that things changed so drastically as those two corporations grew, where you could see that there was less and less odds that you were going to be able to actually win a bet. And I don't know if it's because the market got saturated more with better gamblers or if people were coming up with, I'm not blaming the companies at all. I think they're offering a service and people are taking advantage of the service that they're offering. But,
well, you know, Jeff, the problem is this. The big problem in the whole scheme of things, before, especially in baseball, being a former pro baseball player, it's like rule 21, no gambling, period. You know, that used to be in the locker rooms.
Yeah.
Better not get caught in gambling, you're gone. Now they got in bed with all these people, Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, NHL. Okay, now they're in the player's face all the time.
I went to my kid's soccer game the other day. There's a FanDuel sign.
It makes the seedy part of gambling come out to attack the ball players. I don't know. How you have a multi-million-dollar contract and blow that for $2,000 bets?
Because these are the two situations, I think, that could cause this to happen. One is you're gambling on other things and you lose and you become indebted to a leg breaker. And that leg breaker says, all right, well, you're going to start throwing games. I'll give you a bit of money and your debt's wiped clean. That's one. The other one is that these guys are such adrenaline junkies that gambling is such an adrenaline rush that they're out there gambling and they get involved with these guys that are like, hey man, you want to make a couple thousand extra bucks, you know? And we're talking about a $2,000 payoff. $2,000 over 162 game season, that's a lot of dollars. That's that becomes a lot more dollars. So, you know, you're talking about over a quarter of $1 million a season if you can figure out a way to get a $2,000 payoff once a game.
Well, you know, when you look at what they busted these two guys from Cleveland with, like Ortiz, they busted him for the June 15th where he threw the first pitch of the second inning. You know, they were playing the Mariners for a ball, and two bettors placed a $13,000 wager on the outcome.
Yeah.
Ortiz got $5,000 for the pitch, and the closer got $5,000 for setting the deal up.
Well, yeah, then we're talking about $5,000 payoffs now.
Yeah, that's $10,000 right there. So yeah. They bet more than $13,000. Yeah. I mean, so there was some serious money that was won by him throwing that ball instead of a strike.
Yeah. Well, as you and I know, the odds of a first pitch being a ball by a good pitcher are much longer. So they placed a $13,000 wager, the first pitch of the second inning. And the 13 grand on, let's say, 10-1 odds is 5-1. Let's just go 5-1. That's $65,000 payout. That's pretty good.
Well, for somebody.
Yeah.
And it's like these guys have given up. They're going to jail. I'm telling you.
Well, they are under indictment, I believe, by the feds, and there is obviously potential for jail time. Their careers are over, you know, and really, they're going to have such a stain on them. Most guys, you know, play in the MLB, they get a cup of coffee, and then they're hired easy because people like to hang out with former professional athletes, regardless of how big of a star you were. It's easy to come out of professional sports and get a job and do well for yourself.
Well, if they ever get out of jail, they can get a job in Vegas.
This is the sad thing, though, is that Luis Ortiz, I'm not taking anything away from him, but Emmanuel Clase A was a potential Hall of Fame closer. He's a 27-year-old kid. He's already been, since he was 23 or 24 years old, a stud closer for Cleveland, and he that's just such a sad story for him to throw that away over gambling. I hope when they get to the bottom of this, we get to know what the motivation for these guys was.
Yeah, because Emmanuel was smooth as Kool-Aid in a wine glass, man. I mean, this guy could chunk that tater.
Hey, and you know, you also have to consider the fact that I think Class A is Dominican. He may be from the Dominican Republic. I'm sure there are some, you know, leg breakers in the Dominican Republic. Maybe he was under some kind of duress with what would happen to his family back home. You would think he would just move them all up to the United States and get them out. I don't think it's that easy. I don't know what happened here. I'd love to know what happened here. What would motivate a young kid to, you know, shave pitches for $5,000 when you could be particular? Emmanuel Clase A was going to get a massive contract with the Cleveland Guardians, and that is no longer the case. He has made a huge, huge mistake. It's sad to see.
What kind of bird don't fly? Jailbird.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You got two of them.
Yeah.
And so it's like, hey, they made the bed, now they got to lie in it.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, we got to run. I want to send our listeners over to mouthingoffentertainment.com. It's our website where you can go check out what's going on with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, and the other guy. So go over to mouthingoffentertainment.com. But we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Foul the ball. All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Finally, the Giants fired you-know-who.
Brian Daboll out, finally, for the New York Giants.
And they left the stupid general manager in there.
Well, he's next. The reality of it is that Brian Daboll, there are a couple of former NFL players that have come out and said that the Giants made a mistake by firing Brian Daboll. That might be the case. They say that he was starting to have chemistry with Jackson Dart. Things were looking like they were moving in the right direction in New York. Brian Daboll's leash was very short to begin this season. I don't think he was the right guy for the New York Giants. It's not the coach's fault in this particular situation, because if Brian Daboll had had Saquon Barkley running the ball, things would have been much different than they are in New York right now. And they've moved on from players. And when you do that, sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, and they missed in New York.
You know who they're going to hire, I believe? Chapel Bill.
I mean, so I don't know.
Belichick.
Yeah, I don't think that Bill Belichick would be the worst possible choice to go coach the New York Giants, although they had success under Tom Coughlin, who was a very, very Bill Belichick-like figure. The only difference
they had great success with a guy by the name of Bill Parcells.
They did have great success with a guy named Bill Parcells. It's been a very long time since that happened. You know, that was back in the 1900s. And the reality of it is here that Bill Belichick, I feel like he's going to get run out of UNC, but I don't think he wants to leave there. I think he's enjoying his time as a college coach. He's got his hot young girlfriend that, you know, I think is taking classes still at UNC. And I don't think he wants to go back to the pressures of, especially in New York. Bill Belichick hates the media. And there is one place you can go where you are guaranteed to have the most media coverage of anywhere else on the planet, and that is New York City.
There's no doubt about that. But he's the perfect guy.
From a coaching perspective, I agree with you.
But yeah, because he'll take that Jackson Dart and do the same thing with Jackson Dart that he did with Tom Brady. Same thing.
Do you think, though, I really do believe that when it comes to guys like Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, these guys are, you look at Lou Holtz, he stuck around too long. You know, he was long in the tooth when he finally decided to get out of coaching. He ends up going and having a great, successful career in the media. I feel like Bill Belichick and Nick Saban are, it's time to go to pasture. So you got to go out and find the next Bill Belichick and foster that kind of, you got to find a guy that can change the culture of your team. Bill Belichick did it. They had a culture in New England. I think a lot of that had to do with the guy under center at the time, but I don't know that recycling these guys, I feel like if you're going to hire a coach that's had success in the league beforehand, you don't hire a guy the age of Bill Belichick. If worst case scenario, you go after a guy like John Gruden.
Well, John Gruden would be great. He's a quarterback whisperer, but you know, I don't know if he would be the right guy for, he can handle the New York media and the New York media would love him.
Yeah.
And he could really do something with Jackson Dart. You know, the team that needs to hire John Gruden is the Titans.
The Titans, the Saints, the Giants. Now there are so many places where
Saints
he could
got a good head coach.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Sorry. So the Titans, the Giants, The Panthers?
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's so many places that I think could have an upgrade. Listen, John Gruden upgrades almost every team in the league, coaching-wise. I can think of probably a handful where he's not a better coach than what they have already. But the thing is that there are obvious positions that would be great for John Gruden, and he's not going to get a job because of the controversy, but it's sad. And if you're going to go old school, that's who I go with. If I really do believe that the best case scenario is they keep searching for a young guy that's going to come in and be the next Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, and don't keep pulling these guys off the woodshed. It takes a long time to build culture. Bill Belichick doesn't have enough time left in his career to build another dynasty. Why go with him? Maybe win a cheap Super Bowl in the end. The Giants have won Super Bowls in the recent past. There's no reason for them to go after an old school guy to come in and win them one championship.
You know who's another guy that would be good for the Giants or the Titans? Is that Clint Kingsbury?
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury.
The OC with
the Washington Commanders.
The Redskins.
Yeah.
I know people hate to hear the Redskins, but that's the name of their team, not the Commodes.
I rarely call them the Commanders myself. I like to refer to them as the Redskins. But Cliff Kingsbury is employed by the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins. And yeah, he's going to get a shot somewhere. It's only a matter of time. He had one, but wrong place, wrong time. And, you know, that's typically the way that great coaches go, is you look back at their career and you're like, oh, man, they really laid an egg that first job they had.
Like Belichick in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he wins 6 or 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah. So Kingsbury in Arizona wasn't the answer. And so he's back to, you know, doing what he does and just looking for the next position. Kingsbury is a legitimate contender for the New York Giants job. So I would not be surprised at all whatsoever if he ended up there. The top contenders in the AFC right now are the Colts, the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Chargers. Which one of these surprises you the most, Eddie?
Colts, number one. Number two would be Broncos. Not the Patriots, because I know that Drake May, he is that good. He's going to be another Tom Brady, mark my word.
Yeah, the Colts are a big surprise because nobody knew how Danny Dimes was going to work out in Indianapolis. So I would put them top of the list of surprising teams, but I'm only doing that because they are legitimately, I think, the best team in the AFC right now. The Broncos,
yeah, especially since they got Sauce Gardner.
Yeah. The Broncos weren't a big surprise to me. They were on an upward trajectory coming into this season. So it wasn't a surprise they maintained or improved upon what they were doing. The Patriots, obviously, going with Vrabel, having a kid in Drake May that could take over. Surprised that they're doing as well as they are doing, but not surprised they're doing well. The Chargers, we've expected this. Good quarterback in Justin Herbert. New coach in Harbaugh.
Great coach. Yeah. Great coach with Harbaugh. They bought into his whole deal. He's the man.
Yeah, but the reality of it is that there is a team that's not on this list that should absolutely be on this list, only because there are two teams that aren't on this list as the top contenders that belong on this list because they've owned the AFC for a long time, and that's Josh Allen in Buffalo and Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I don't know why they're not the top contenders. And well, then these four are the second tier. Well, yeah, but it's the NFL, Eddie. Any given Sunday, you can lose.
Yeah, but you can't lose and win.
You can't lose to Miami that badly and not have people talk about it. But the reality of it is that Buffalo is still very much a contender in the AFC. But those four teams are also contenders. It's just strange to me that KC not being in there is really bizarre. But Joe Burrow is practicing.
Cincy Joe
showed
back up. You know, if you're smart, just leave him out the rest of the year where you don't kill him. You killed him before he even did anything this year.
Yeah, that defense is not going to win a Super Bowl. And so I would say bring Joe Burrow back slowly, throw Flacco out there the rest of the season, have him potentially win you a couple games by throwing for 19 touchdowns and the defense gives
up
18.
The problem is they can score 42 points, Jeff, and they can't keep the other people from scoring.
That's why I think,
like 13 seconds left in the game and they can't cover a guy to keep him from scoring. And oh Lord, I'm sick about that play.
Yeah. So anyway, keep Joe Burrow on the sideline. Let him fully heal. Reload your defense in the offseason.
And eat some of that nasty Cincinnati chili. My goodness gracious.
They should hire Bill Belichick. That guy could rebuild that defense in one offseason and win a championship with Joe Burrow, no doubt about it. But the NFC, it's the Eagles, it's the Seattle Seahawks, it's the Rams, it's the Bucks. The NFC, I would ask you who's the most surprising here. But it's so obvious.
Doubt, Seattle.
Yes. No, Minnesota messed up, Eddie. They made a massive mistake. Typically, you would say, I moved on from Sam Darnold. They drafted a kid high. It's time to, you know, they had a great run with Darnold, but they didn't win the Super Bowl. So move on from Darnold. Darnold's going to win a Super Bowl before the Minnesota Vikings do.
Oh, he's liable to do it this year.
I know. It's crazy.
Like, this guy is having an MVP year like Drake May. When you look at those two, it's like Sam Darnold or Drake May for the MVP. I mean, who would have thought? He wasn't 15-2 by accident. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, so Seattle, all you had to do was be better than Geno Smith. And it turns out that Sam Darnold is very much better than Geno Smith, and Seattle looks
all
like
day long
Super Bowl contenders for sure. The Eagles will obviously be in their way. I think the Bucks are kind of, you know, they're a good team, but I don't know
they're fun to watch the Tampa Bay Bucks. If you want to watch a football game, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't know that I see them getting past the gauntlet that they would have to go through to win the NFC this year and go to the Super Bowl. Stranger things have happened. The Rams, obviously, the pedigree's there. They've got a good core. The same quarterback.
Matthew Stafford. Oh, that Georgia Bulldog boy, he could throw that ball, man. Oh, my goodness.
Same coach, same quarterback that won a Super Bowl before. So they've had some down years, but they look good this year, and it's left to be seen who will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. But this is a great list. I don't have it. I can't think of...
You know, with the Rams, you got Dante Taco Bell Adams. He can catch that ball, man. Matthew Stafford can find him, and boom.
You're right. Devontae Adams is probably the difference maker between last year's Rams and this year's Rams. They've got that stud receiver again, which they desperately needed, and you're going to have to win a Super Bowl. But hey, we're out of time here, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts, and of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
That's right, high-pitched, crazy voice guy. This is the best show on your radio. We're back with Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, it's going to be between the hedges this week. Texas in Bades, Athens, Georgia. Who you like?
You know, I like Georgia in this game. It's hard to say because Texas is definitely improving with Arch Manning and even the backup under center. But I feel like Georgia isn't going to lose again this year. If they do, it's going to be in the SEC championship. But they laid an egg, and they're not going to lay anymore, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, I'm a Longhorn fan, and I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. And you're not going in to the hedges and beat those dogs again. It's just not going to happen. And Gunnar Stockton is playing one hell of a quarterback this year for the Georgia Bulldogs. And Arch Manning is playing so-so. I think that they expected too much for Arch, this year.
Once again, like I said, you sit a kid for a year on the sidelines, only put him in garbage time behind a guy who has so much hype and so much. The kid had mojo coming out of his ears, and you sit him down for a year, and you're obviously going to knock that mojo. There was a year where the media was able to get in that kid's head saying, how come you're not starting? Is it going to be this week? Are we finally going to see you this week? And that slowly kind of chops away at your mojo. And we saw it happen with Arch Manning. He got decimated by, being the second guy behind.
Well, yeah, he got a rude awakening when Matt Patricia's defense ate him up in the horseshoe, Ohio State.
Well, really, though, I do believe that doesn't happen if he starts all year last year. I feel like if we're going into the second year of Arch Manning, coming out of his high school mojo, going into Texas, expectations are normal for Texas, but they've got this great quarterback. You know, they don't win a championship, but they maybe make the playoff. We're in a much different era of Arch Manning. I think next year is the test for Arch Manning. He's working his mojo back, and next year he comes in as the kid that we were expecting to see, the starter at Texas, and a much better season next year. Speaking of teams in the SEC, LSU has decided that, contract be damned, we're not going to pay Brian Kelly his $54 million buyout.
LSU says, LSU not paying you. And it's like, hey, those old coon asses down there, they just don't understand. If you owe me $54 million, Jackson, you're going to pay me. But they got the governor involved. They got everybody involved that we're not paying you.
That's an interesting.
Kelly's in a world of hurt, believe me.
Well, he's getting his money. I mean, they've signed a contract. Unless he broke some term in that contract that's provable, he's getting paid that money. I guarantee
They should have gave him the money and just shut the hell up and got a new coach.
I guarantee you, nowhere in that contract does it say you have to win games. The one thing that it should say in every contract is, hey, you can't go 2-8. You can't go 2-10. It should be in every college coach's contract that if you completely suck, we should be able to terminate you without having to pay you anymore. But it's not in Brian Kelly's contract. It doesn't matter that he completely sucked, and they're going to have to pay him that money.
Well, they're going to paint.
Yeah.
I mean, those coon asses just need to go ahead and say, hey.
I'm going to have to Google whether or not you can say that anymore. I know it's the term for a Bayou-born and raised person down in New Orleans, yeah. But I think mm-hmm. that might be one of the words that we're not allowed to say anymore, Eddie.
Well, you're out of your mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot what show I'm on. My bad. We're definitely going to say it. The coon ass is in.
But hey, look, a raccoon. You can't say raccoon?
Yeah, you can say raccoon.
Well, a coon ass is a Cajun.
Yeah. No,
that's what they call each other, a coon ass.
I know exactly what it is.
In the state of Louisiana.
I am not ignorant to this fact. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, they got
about.
A coon ass governor, Landry.
Landry. Yes, very much so. Yes. He is definitely the epitome. When he speaks, you know exactly where he's from. Other big game on the slate this weekend is Florida at Ole Miss. This isn't a big game because of Florida.
Florida's a joke.
Yes. Ole Miss needs to beat Florida.
It's like Florida had, I can't believe they got that team. It sucked. How can you be in the state of Florida and not have great players? The greatest players in the world come from the great state of Florida. I know, I lived there.
Probably bad recruiting, and that is the demise in Florida. If you can't recruit Florida in Florida, if you can't recruit Florida in Miami, and if you can't recruit Florida at Florida State, you're going to be fired. And Florida is suffering from not being able to recruit Florida, and they're going to, they're going to have a new head coach.
Yeah, and they need a quarterback, too.
Yes. Well,
I need a real quarterback.
They swung and missed.
Big time.
Yeah.
This guy's a joke. It's like the other guy that went to Indianapolis Colts from Florida.
Anthony Richardson.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Anthony Richardson is a tale as old as time. A quarterback that looked great in college and comes to the NFL and just isn't what you thought you were getting. And, you roll the dice when you draft any quarterback.
Hey, all show and no go.
Yeah. It's rare that you miss with a number one overall, although it does happen. It has happened multiple times. But when you get down to like 3, 4, 5, when you're picking that next quarterback, you're taking a real gamble on whether or not. It seems like more quarterbacks that get taken late in the first round or even on the second day of the draft turn out to be much better than guys that are taken third, fourth, and fifth. Why?
Because they're really winners anyway.
Yeah.
And then you just insulted me by taking me in the second round. Now I'm going to show you why you should have took me in the first round. Look what Brady did. Tom Brady's, he had a chip on his shoulder forever.
Yeah.
For the way they drafted him.
He's the perfect example of exactly how you make a Hall of Fame best quarterback of all time. You bring him into, he doesn't make his high school team. And then goes to Michigan and he sits behind multiple quarterbacks. He's always at a quarterback controversy.
He sat behind Greasy. Can you imagine that? Greasy can't even hold his jock.
Yeah. And then he's almost Mr. Irrelevant in the draft. And he goes to New England and they're like, hey, you're going to sit behind this Drew Bledsoe, who's our franchise quarterback. And Tom Brady was like, the minute that guy gives me an opening, I'm going to take it and I'm going to run as hard and as fast as I can with this opportunity. And he ran it right to Canton.
Yeah, he did. And he deserves it.
Yeah, Eddie. The NHL has inducted 4 big names into the Hall of Fame this year. And the saddest part of this Hall of Fame induction is I vividly remember Joe Thornton being selected number one overall by the Boston Bruins. They moved on from him. And he
traded him to the San Jose Sharks. And what a hell of a career though Jumbo Joe had.
Yes. Both teams ended up doing quite well regardless of the Joe Thornton trade, but it was a big deal at the time. It was a trade that was basically going to rebuild the Boston Bruins. And I think after that trade, they brought in Zdeno Chara, who's also going into the Hall of Fame. He played 14 years with the Boston Bruins. So he was a part of that rebuild post Joe Thornton trade. Duncan Keith going in, longtime Chicago Blackhawk, won a couple of cups there. And Alexander McGillney, he's the oldest guy on this list. So I
and
remember
he was a defector from Russia.
Yeah, I remember him playing. I remember him playing, but I was young when he was playing. These other guys just retired, and I mean, I really like Zdeno Chara. I forgot he even retired. He went and played for the Capitals for 1 year, and then he retired. He came into the league a little, like he didn't make it immediately known that he was going to be as incredible as he was. Duncan Keith, you know, defenseman for the Blackhawks for a long time, came in young and was part of a core that won some cups. I'm very happy for all these guys. It really bums me out that I'm getting to that age where I'm watching guys I remember being drafted getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. But it is what it is. John Cena beat Dominic Mysterio to win the Intercontinental Championship on Raw. Hollywood just can't get him back.
No, they can't. Because, you know, John is, you know, being a former professional wrestler myself, it's in your blood, man. You know, you just love it. You just love the roar of the crowd. You just love people because they love you. They didn't like me, but, you know, they booed me, which is good. The more they booed me, the more I liked it. But it's like when you look at John Cena, I'm glad he whipped old Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio didn't need a belt. John Cena,
I just think
by
it's
giving him the belt, they got to keep him around a little longer.
I just find it interesting that he's the Intercontinental Champion. John Cena, the Intercontinental Champion. Interesting story there. He seems to be more WWE championship caliber, but he's got the Intercontinental belt now.
Well, that's a pretty prestigious belt.
It is
WWE.
It is, yeah. But it's always thought of as secondary, though. It's not the biggest.
Well, you remember who really made the Intercontinental belt famous, don't you?
No, tell me.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Honky Tonk Man seemed like an Intercontinental champion to me.
Well, John Cena is no Honky Tonk Man. He's like 10 gazillion years ahead of the Honky Tonk
That's
Man.
What I'm saying. I mean, yes.
John Cena's a true superstar, yeah. Man.
The Honky Tonk Man was a guy who, you know, had a gimmick and they gave him a belt because they were like, you're never going to sniff this other belt. I'm not taking anything away from the Intercontinental Championship, though. It really just
well,
you
is. Just did.
I know
just
I did.
Buried the damn belt.
That's what I'm saying, though. Come on, Eddie.
You just buried
admit it
the
to
damn
me,
belt, man.
Admit
Come
it to
on
me
already.
That the Intercontinental Championship holds less weight than
sound
the...
Sound like one of them jock sniffers again. Oh, Lord.
It just does. It's just true. Becky Lynch and Maxxie Dupri is heating up.
Yeah, she slapped the heck out of her, boy. You know, that's Becky Lynch is, they don't call her the man for nothing.
Drew McIntyre suspended after attack on Nick Aldis.
Yeah. Oh, Nick Aldis needs to get back in the ring, man. And yeah,
seems like he.
That's what they're working on.
Yes. Yeah, seems like there may be an angle working there. Charlotte Flair is returning, which is a good sign.
Hey, she must have listened to the show last week because all of a sudden, you know, She got some rocket in her ass and got moving, and she became the queen once again, you know, started kicking some butt and taking some names. Charlotte Flair, welcome back, girl.
Yeah, Liv Morgan looking good, training to get back, doing some rehab here in Orlando, Florida, looking to get back into the ring, and it looks like things are going in the right direction there.
Yeah, it's about time. You know, the WWE's a hell of a lot better company with her in it. Who's it gonna be with your rodeo? Whoa, New York, New York. Let me tell you something. You fire your head coach, but you keep the general manager, Joe Schoen, who is the worst GM in football. Bar none, Jeffrey.
I don't know. I think that the guy that plays in the same stadium as him may have... Here he is on the phone.
Well, he disagrees. Well, they'd be sitting there listening to each other. That's the problem.
I guess so. They're hanging out. They're in a competition. I bet Emmanuel Clase had money on who would get fired first, the GM of the Jets or the GM of the Giants. And they're both sitting there trying to win that money for him. Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Melbourne, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, it's going to be a... Not only did we have a great show today, we were able to really thank our military for serving the country like they do and taking care of us and keeping us free.
Yeah, God bless everybody that puts on the uniform, man.
And when you look at the scandals that's going on in Major League Baseball, NBA, is the NFL going to have one next?
I have to assume that at some point it's going to get its claws into every major sport if we keep allowing gambling to be so much in the forefront of major sports. The two things do not mix. They are oil and water. We're in this weird time where gambling has become such an accepted pastime in the United States. I mean, everybody I know is talking about putting their parlays in and doing this. It's too accessible for something that is just so corruptible and also such it can ruin you. So if you're out there and you're gambling, remember, be responsible with it. Don't pick up your phone and bet more money than you can afford to bet. You have to. There's a reason why before every gambling ad, there is a gambling hotline. Like if you're in trouble or you think you have a problem, call this hotline. There is a reason why that is before.
Well,
every
you know
ad.
Why they got those hotlines? Because they're monitored by the bookies. Because once you call that hotline, they're going to come whoop your ass.
It's one thing when we all used to think, you know, the refs are paid off. There's the NFL, the MLB, the NHL, they're putting their fingers in there and changing the outcome of these games because they want New York and Los Angeles to face each other.
That's what they do. It's like wrestling.
That's what I'm saying. It's one thing when you assume that is the case, but it's a different thing when you start to find out that guys are really throwing games. I can't enjoy a sport where I think there's a possibility that the real thing isn't going to happen here, and it's sad.
Well, you know what's really bad, Jeff, is you had Major League Baseball coming off the greatest World Series in the history, and then you have this crap come up.
This was last year's story. This isn't a new story. They've just moved to the next step in prosecuting Class A and Ortiz. Eddie, we're out of time here. We got to run. Tell them goodbye.
For the other guy, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody.